Mike and Gerald, a story of loyalty. Mike never saw his job as just a job. As a direct support professional, he'd spent most of his adult life supporting people with developmental disabilities, helping them build routines, make choices, and live with dignity. But with Gerald, it was something deeper. Gerald came into Mike's life 15 years ago, assigned as one of the individuals he would support at the agency. Gerald was a quiet man, set in his ways, with a love for baseball games and strawberry milkshakes. He didn't say much at first, but over time, Mike learned that Gerald didn't need a lot of words to say what mattered. A nod, a chuckle, a shared routine, it all meant something. They built a life together, morning routines, TV shows, walks around the neighborhood. Mike celebrated birthdays with Gerald, sat with him through doctor's appointments, and even helped him find the right words when feelings ran too deep. They weren't related by blood, but in every way that counted, they were family. Then came the shift. Gerald's health declined, first slowly, then all at once. Eventually, the decision was made to move him to a nursing home. The team debated it, but Gerald needed care around the clock, and the group home simply couldn't provide what he now required. It broke Mike's heart. He knew the move was necessary, but it felt like an ending. Except Mike didn't let it be. Even after Gerald left the home, Mike showed up every week at the nursing facility. No paperwork told him to. No shift covered it. He just went. Every Friday evening after his workday ended, Mike would sit with Gerald, sometimes talking, sometimes just watching the game, sometimes just being there. Gerald had no family who visited, but he had Mike. For 2 years, the visits never stopped. The staff at the nursing home knew Mike by name. Gerald's eyes would light up when he saw his friend walk through the door. Even when his body got weaker and his words fewer, Mike's presence brought peace. Then, one Wednesday afternoon, the call came. Gerald was unresponsive. The nurse said he might not have long. Mike didn't hesitate. When his shift ended, he drove straight to the nursing home. No fanfare, no obligation, just loyalty. He sat at Gerald's bedside and took his hand. He talked about old times. About the silly things they used to laugh at, about baseball, about the strawberry milkshakes Gerald always asked for on Thursdays. Gerald didn't respond, but Mike stayed. The room was quiet when Gerald passed, just the steady sound of breath that grew softer, then stopped. Mike sat still, still holding his hand. He had promised himself long ago that Gerald would never be alone. He kept that promise. Some jobs change lives. Some people do. Mike did both.